This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Reminds me of my old birthday parties when I was little. And used to dress up as fairies with Jasmine, yeah, my old friend. Stop being friends, right?
Oh, Jasmine.
She used to live down the road from us.
So her parents found out your mother had HIV, wasn't it?
I didn't know that then, but I found out when I was older that that's why. We stopped being friends, but then, yeah, he told me that was why.
Yeah, her mum sent this really hate-filled letter to us, just full of fear and misinformation and inaccurate information. And it was really hard because as a five-year-old, I didn't want to tell you the real reason. You know, because of the stigma, I couldn't tell you in case you went to school and told everyone and then you'd be stigmatised even more. We're always doing the education and it's really important that we keep telling people that they need to be tested, that they need to be aware of their status, because it's not HIV that discriminates, it's people that discriminate. And there's that old saying, you know, never judge a book by its cover. And that's the thing that always strikes me is the diversity of people living with HIV, and it's not like anyone did anything wrong or anything bad. It just happens in life. And hopefully if we can get that message out there about the treatments and undetectable viral load, then people might start stop discriminating, because that's the problem.
So what's your experience like as a HIV positive man?
It's been interesting, good and bad. I've had majority of the people that have been well educated of HIV, and also me being on medication treatment, and me also on top of that being undetectable, like people are okay about it.
I guess you see a lot on like apps these days, the no fats, no femmes, and like clean only. And
there's so many people out there that doesn't want to actually come face to face and actually talk about any issues and concerns.
In my 20s, who ever thought about 50? Not I. And now that I'm here, I think it's the most hilarious thing ever.
HIV affects everyone, and while we have many medications now to treat HIV, there's no cure or vaccine. And that's why our message for this year's World's AIDS Day is HIV is not over.
In Australia, it's estimated that over 27,000 people are currently living with HIV, and the number of HIV infections has remained pretty much steady over the last 5 years.
So over time, on days like World AIDS Day, where we remember those that we've lost and stand alongside people living with HIV, the narrative has changed to also highlight the stigma that people living with HIV face, and how they're no longer just fighting a disease, but also fighting stigma and discrimination as they try to live their day-to-day lives.
As part of World AIDS Day, SAMESH, the South Australian Mobilisation and Empowerment for Sexual Health, announced today the launch of the Our Lives video campaign. The series explores the lives of three HIV-positive South Australians and their personal experiences of HIV stigma.
Joining us now on The Informer is Will Logue, the team leader of SAMESH, which is a consortium of Shine SA and the Victorian AIDS Council, to tell us a little bit about this campaign. So, Will, tell us, why was there a need to have this kind of a narrative with the Our Lives videos, to have this kind of a narrative come out with these three individuals telling parts of their stories now on World AIDS Day?
Look, I think, you know, the educating community about the changing prevention and treatment landscape for HIV is really essential if we're going to address HIV stigma. And these three individuals were been living with HIV for various lengths of time and have all experienced stigma. Educating people about the new biomedical prevention tools and treatment tools, undetectable equals untransmissible, you know, some amazing messages coming out, and it's time now to get the message out from HIV positive people and their friends, family and allies.
Do you think that's one of the good things about World AIDS Day now? For many people of the older generations, it really speaks to those lost in the past. But for people who are HIV positive in younger or not necessarily gay communities, it can mean something completely different. So do you think that's a really good thing that we're able to add to that narrative and look towards the future and what it means to people living with HIV today?
I do. I mean, you know, if we think back to, you know, the 80s and even the early 90s, you know, there was still enormous fear both from within our community and outside of our community in relation to HIV around transmission and, you know, fear of being near somebody or being intimate with somebody living with HIV. And with the changing landscape, it's empowering people who are positive to come out and to be openly HIV positive, and that's both within the called communities and heterosexual women. You know, what's really important in our new landscape is that we don't leave any population behind. You know, gay men, you know, we're accessing PEP, we're accessing PrEP, you know, treatment is prevention. You know, the landscape is changing for us. And it's very important as a sector and as community members that we ensure that equity of access occurs to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, women called, and heterosexual men around HIV treatment and prevention.
Will, one of the things, it's Ian here, one of the things I loved about your video is that there were conversations between people living with HIV and their friends, it appeared. And
yep.
Is that part of the way in which you are trying to get the message out that people can think about disclosure, which is obviously a little bit tricky sometimes, but also that they can have these conversations about what it means to be undetectable, or conversations about testing, the peer-to-peer conversations? Is that really partly what you're trying to use in launching these in World AIDS Day?
It is, but it's also more than that. It's also what I was wanting to show is the diversity of age and gender and sexuality, yes, that are living with HIV, and also that HIV does not define these individuals. In the videos you would have seen, you know, the grandmother with her mother, with her daughter, with her grandkids at the beach, and you would have seen, you know, Adrian running around Montefiore Hill and then being a DJ in one of Adelaide's nightclubs, and Greg in his garden. You know, he's a real community activist and, you know, loves cooking and does volunteering for our SAMESH program. You know, so I wanted to show that, yes, these people live with HIV, but they are not HIV does not define them.
And each of their videos and each of their stories is very different and what they present. Adrian, Kath and Greg all did a wonderful job in the videos just telling their story with their friends or families around them. Mm. What was it like finding them to be a part of this kind of promotion?
Look, I put a call out and they came knocking on my door. It was really, you know, there was... it was really easy to recruit, which was fantastic, you know. We had another gentleman who actually appeared in Greg's video who was going to participate as well, but due to, you know, passing of family members, he didn't feel that he wanted to sort of feature in the video by himself. So, it was easy to recruit. It would have been lovely to have recruited somebody from the called community. But, you know, again, there's ongoing stigma and discrimination from within that community towards people living with HIV. So that's something we definitely need to work on in engaging better with the called community and getting somebody from the community to stand up and say, look, I live with HIV, HIV is a virus, and, you know, yeah, I'm the same as you.
That seems to be part of the conversation. We've been talking to other people for this show, and we've spoken to some women. And that seems to be one particular group that, you know, really struggle to find it possible to talk openly and disclose in different communities. It's not quite the same for them as it is for gay men, is it?
No, it's not. You know, for the last 30 years, HIV in the Australian context has basically been, you know, mostly gay men have been infected until recent times. And, you know, we have more or less rallied and supported the AIDS councils, the people living with HIV organizations have all been driven by gay men. So there's always been a bit of a support network there, or you know another guy who's HIV positive, or, you know, you can go to an organization and get support. And definitely there's not enough support for women and calls, so we need to definitely build our services around that cohort where HIV prevalence is increasing, as well as within the ATSI community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want to thank you for joining us tonight on The Informer. If you would like to check out the videos, we'll be posting them up on our social media, or you can just head to the SAMESH website, samesh.org.au. Our Lives aims to increase HIV awareness through education and demonstrate that HIV does not discriminate and can affect anyone. The underlying message of Our Lives is we all play a role in ending HIV stigma.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.